For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, good evening. This week we had the Yom Tov of Chamisha Asar Ba'av, of which the Mishnah says, Lai hayu yamim tovim liyisrael kachamisha asar ba'av uchiyoyim hakipurim. The Mishnah says that there is no greater Yom Tov than Chamisha Asar Ba'av. The Mishnah does not say why. The Gemara gives six reasons why Chamisha Asar Ba'av is a Yom Tov. Kalu meisei midbar, that was the day that they stopped dying in the midbar. Hutru shvatim lavei zeh bazeh. Hutru shevet binyamin lavei bakohol. Hoshea ben Ela removed the blockade that Yeravim ben Nevat set up, preventing Bnei Yisrael from entering Yerushalayim and going to the Beis HaMikdash. Those who were killed in Beitar and their bodies were left to decompose, they were not given a proper burial, were given a proper burial on Chamisha Asar Ba'av. Harugei Beitar were given Kvura. And the final reason the Gemara gives is that that's the day that they finished cutting the wood. They couldn't cut wood anymore in the Beis HaMikdash because Toshash Koicha Shel Chama, the heat of the sun begins to weaken on Chamisha Asar Ba'av, and the wood is no longer fit for use because it could have worms. We need the heat of the sun to dry out the wood that's used on the Mizbeach, so they stopped cutting the wood on that day. And the Gemara says that they called that day the Yom Tov Armagel, the day that they broke the sickles, the hatchets, which is a question. Why would they break the sickles and the hatchets to save it for next year? They're going to have to cut the wood next year. Some say it's a remes to La'asiv Lavai when there's not going to be any weaponry. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is a day in which we begin to feel the ha'ara of La'asiv Lavai. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is a day when the sun begins to weaken and the goyim follow the sun. Uma sa'ayla moinen lachama. We follow the moon, and it is the day when the moon is full. The only time that the moon is full, and the same time is Toshash Koicha Shel Chama, is Chamisha Asar Ba'av, which is a metaphor of the way it will be in the future. The power of the goyim will weaken, and Klal Yisrael will shine. And on Chamisha Asar Ba'av, there was a ha'ara of La'asid Lavei. La'asid Lavei, there will be no weapons. As the pasuk says, "V'chitzu charvoisam le'itim v'chanisay seim le'masveres le'isa goyel ve'cherev le'yumdu edish melchama." There will be no more weaponry. Weapons will be used for plowshares, for farming tools. So they broke the weapons on Chamisha Asar Ba'av. They broke the hatchets, the sickles, as a symbol that hopefully they won't be needed. They won't be used. Chamisha Asar Ba'av falls out normally in the week of Parshas Ekev, or in the vicinity of Parshas Ekev. Chamisha Asar Ba'av begins the 45-day period before Rosh Hashanah. There are 45 days from yesterday, from Chamisha Asar Ba'av, till Rosh Hashanah. It takes 45 days. We have Mishnayos concerning the klita of plants. The plants root 45 days it takes for them to root. That's why we don't plant anymore prior to the Shemitah year already at this time. This week's parasha we read, Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Ki Im Le'Yira. Ma is Memhei. Memhei is 45. The last 45 days of the year, the Ekev of the year. We are now in the Ekev of the year. This is the end of the year, the Ekev, the heel. As we get ready for the Reishis, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, which is the Reishis of the coming year, we begin preparing in the last 45 days on Chamisha Asar Ba'av. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is totally different than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was a day in which there was a gezeira on the Dor HaMidbar that they will die. Tisha B'Av is a day that is associated with death. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is a day that is associated with life. Kol Umeisei Midbar. It is the day in which we begin wishing each other in many communities. Ksiva v'achsim etoiva. As we mentioned last week, the words Chamisha Asar Ba'av, Abigamatria, Ksiva v'achsim etoiva. Hamisha Asar Ba'av is a day that's it's the day that prepares us for the upcoming Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the day in which we're inscribed in the Book of Life, the day that we ask for life. Zochreinu L'chaim, Elochafes B'chaim, the day that Va'ipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. This starts on Hamisha Asar Ba'av. Tisha B'av came about because of division, because of lack of unity, Sinas Chinam. Chamisha Asar Ba'av Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zeh B'Zeh. The Shvatim were permitted to re-enter, to remarry. There was a gezeira in the time of the Midbar that they should not, and when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that the Shvatim should not marry out of the Shevet. Obviously that can cause division. On Chamisha Asar Ba'av, there was unity again. Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zeh B'Zeh. Shevet Binyamin was excommunicated as a result of the story of Pilegesh Begiva, which is why Rachel says calls him Ben Oini when she gives birth. Vatelid Rachel Vatakash Belidta, and she calls him Ben Oini, and she is Misnabe. She was prophesizing that Binyamin is going to go through tremendous suffering, and Binyamin actually symbolizes the suffering of Klal Yisrael more than any other Shevet. He practically was extinct as a Shevet. There were only 600 members left, as we read at the end of Sefer Shoftim. And yet today, many still come from Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin was never wiped out. The Aseres HaShvatim, we don't know their whereabouts. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether they're going to return or not. Shevet Binyamin, even after what they went through, losing half of the Shevet by the civil war that took place after Aaron's passing, and then later by Pilegesh Begiva, nevertheless, Binyamin is still survives. The day that Binyamin was permitted to re-enter into Klal Yisrael was on Chamisha Asar B'Av, and again another symbol of Achdus, of unity, in contrast to Tisha B'Av, which is a day of Pizur, the day of division. I'd like to concentrate a little on the next reason that the Gemara says and tie it into the Parsha. The reason that the Gemara gives, the other reason that the Gemara gives among the six reasons why Chamisha Asar B'Av is Yom, is because Yeravim ben Nevat set up guards, the Gemara calls them praedicias, blockades, to prevent Klal Yisrael from going to Yerushalayim. That's what's happening over here. Yeravim ben Nevat was the rebel. He was the one who, because of him, there was the merida against Malchus Beis David, against Yerushalayim. Yeravim ben Nevat becomes the king of the Aseres HaShvatim, and which causes the Chalukah of Malchus Beis David and division, and eventually this is what causes the Churban Beis HaMikdash as well. Yeravim ben Nevat was a Talmud Chacham Muflag. The Gemara tells us tremendous praises of Yeravim ben Nevat's scholarship. His learning was tremendous, and in fact he was even offered a chance to do tshuva, where Hashem says to him, if you do tshuva, I will take a walk with you in Gan Eden together with David HaMelech. What could be greater than that? His response is, Umi Baroish, and who's going to be at the head? Who's going to be walking in front of everyone? And he said, well, David is still the greatest. Yeravim ben Nevat refuses. Gives it up. Yeravim ben Nevat is mentioned in this week's Pirkei Avos. It says, the Chayte Yumachti is Harabim, Shein Maspikin Biyodei Las is Tshuv, as the Mishnah says in this week's Pirkei Avos. Yeravim ben Nevat was an Oivir Avodah Zarah, as they were most in those days. They had a Yetzirah for it, which we don't understand. The Gemara says that they were Mavatal Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. They had it. But it seems his Iker Chet was not so much, I mean, the Avodah Zarah, of course, but it was the Gaiva, the Yeshus, the unwillingness to submit himself. He was afraid that Klal Yisrael will see Rechavam, that was the rival king, the one who was from Malchus Beis David, Shlomo HaMelech's son. They're going to see Rechavam sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to stand, because the halacha is, Ein yeshiva ba'azara elo malchei beis bavi bilvad. So he was afraid that it'll cause a rifyain in his rulership. People are going to say, well, you see, look at the difference. Rechavam is sitting, and he's standing. Obviously, he's not the real king. The real king is Rechavam. And because of that, because he was afraid of what the effect that this might have on his rulership over the ten shvatim, he knew he wasn't ruling over all the Shvatim, he decided to prevent Klal Yisrael from going to Yerushalayim. Even though they had a Beis HaMikdash at that time, this was Bisman Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim we're talking about now, and Yerushalayim was Bibinyona uBisifarta, yet he prevents Klal Yisrael, at least the 10 Shvatim, from going to Yerushalayim and from entering the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is the day that we were once again given the capability to enter Yerushalayim, because the blockades were removed. Why? Why is it today? And this week's parasha is called Ekev. The parasha begins with the words V'hoya Ekev Tishma. And Ekev has many translations. The literal translation, which normally that's how Rashi translates Ekev, is that Ekev means as a result of, it means because, as a result of V'hoya Ekev Tishma, and you will receive the following reward. Rashi here translates it differently. Rashi, who's the Pashtun, who says, Ein mikro yoytze midei pshute, ani lo bosi al lefarish pshute shel mikro. Here he seems to deviate a little from that, and he translates Ekev differently, and he says, Ekev refers to hamitzvois hakalois she'odam dosh ba'akeva. We're talking about a particular set of mitzvahs that people just don't consider important. People don't consider them significant. They tread on them with their heels. There are mitzvahs in every generation. Every generation has the mitzvahs that people just don't consider important, whatever it is in every generation. The Torah gives a special mention here to those who observe all mitzvahs, including even those that others step on. Ekev, a special reward. Because here we're not talking about the reward of mitzvah stam. This is why Rashi is sort of forced to translate this way, because this is Pshuta Shel Mikra. Rashi holds the pasuk cannot be coming to tell us now about schar mitzvah. We learned that already. We learned it in the previous parashah. In fact, in parashas Vayeschanan, we read right at the end about schar, and the truth is, real schar is not here. Hayoyim la'soysam, l'mochor l'kabel schorim. Schar mitzvah b'hay al malek, and all of a sudden, the Torah is talking to us about schar in this world. V'shomer Hashem alakech l'chayis habris, v'ahevichel v'eirachecha, baruch tia mikol ha'amim. So Rashi tells us this, we're talking about a specific schar here for a certain group of mitzvahs that most people disregard, and the individual who keeps to those mitzvahs is going to receive special schar. This is not the regular schar that you get for mitzvahs. This is schar for a particular group of mitzvahs. The last pasuk of the parasha, the last two pasukim of the parasha, and we know the beginning and the end of every parasha are connected, is kol hamokoy masha tidroich kaf raglechem boi lochem yihiyah. Every place where the sole of your foot will tread shall be yours. Interesting, the connection between the beginning and the end of the parasha. Parasha begins with Ekev, observing mitzvahs that people step on, and it ends with the reward of Eretz Yisrael is going to be the land wherever you will set foot will be Eretz Yisrael. A new description of Eretz Yisrael that we have not had in Chumash yet so far. Till now, the Torah gave us the boundaries. The Torah never said that any place where your foot will tread shall be yours. What does that mean? It seems to indicate that Eretz Yisrael could be anywhere. And there are some Mefarshim who say that that's the case, that in the future Eretz Yisrael will spread all over the world, wherever you will set foot. Others say, no, the pasuk does not say kol mokoyim, it says kol hamokoyim. It's not every place, it means every place within the confines of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. But the bracha here is asher tidroich kaf raglechem, wherever you set foot will be yours. The very last pasuk of the parasha is lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem, no one will stand up against you. Pachtechem u'mayra'achem yitein Hashem alekechem al p'nei kol ha'oretz. Hashem will set your terror and fear on the entire face of the earth. That means we won't have what to fear. The goyim will be afraid of us, as we say in davening every day in Oz Yashir. Tipoil aleihem emosav ofachad. Not like today, where unfortunately we have to fear and worry and we're terrorized, but the way it's supposed to be is that we're not supposed to be afraid. And that, in fact, that's how the parasha begins as well. Loi sira mehem, you shall not fear them. Zochar tizkor es asher asa Hashem alekecha b'farei ol Mitzrayim. So why are you afraid? We're really told not to be afraid, and eventually we won't have what to be afraid of as the parasha ends. And this is told to us in this parasha because this is the parasha of Yira. There is a custom that many have to say the parasha of Yira after davening every day. In the back of the Siddurim, in the back of Shachris, you have parashas Ayira, parashas Amon, parashas Hatshuva, some say Aseres Hadibris. It's mentioned in Halach, it's mentioned in the Paiskim, in the Minhagim. To say the parasha of Yira is this week's parasha. Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach Ki'im Li Yira Es Hashem Alekecha. It almost sounds like as if, like, what's the big deal? All Hashem asks you is Li Yira Es Hashem Alekecha. The famous question that the Gemara asks, Atu Yira Milsa Zutrasi. Is Yira a small task? It's very easy just to fear Hashem. It's a lifetime, it's a lifelong goal that a person reached the total Yira Es Shemaim, Yira Es Haroimimus. And yet the pasuk makes it as if it's no big deal. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach Ki'im Li Yira. And the Gemara answers, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a milsa zutrasa. For Moshe, it was no big deal. But that makes the question even stronger. The pasuk doesn't say Moshe; it says Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Aleikecha Shoyel Ne'imach Kiyim Liyiras Hashem Aleikecha. One answer given is every Yid, every Jew has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Is Pashtus to the Moshe B'chol Dor V'Dor. Every Yid has a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and as far as that spark is concerned, it's easy. We inherit it from Moshe Rabbeinu. We inherit Ahava from Avraham Avinu. We inherit the Yira from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Parsha of Yira is this week's Parsha. The Pasuk tells us in Mishle, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech uses the word Ekev concerning Yiras Hashem. Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. We have another Pasuk, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Well, what is it? Is it Ekev or is it Reishis? Ekev would mean it's the end. The goal is, all the way at the end, that a person should reach humility, which leads to Yiras Hashem. As Ramban writes in his famous letter at the beginning, that the only way that it's possible for a person to really fear Hashem is through humility. One who's humble and fears Hashem listens to Hashem. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. Listen. We have to listen. Those that are humble, those that are subservient, they listen. Those that are arrogant don't listen. The reason we lost our Beis HaMikdash, because we didn't listen. Reuven says to the Shvatim when they sold Yosef, you didn't listen to the cries of our brother, Hischananoi Eleinu V'loi Shomanu, you did not listen. V'gam Domai Hinei Nidrash. And we, as we mentioned, Shimon is the one that was the most responsible for the selling of Yosef. Especially that Shimon, his name indicates listening. Shama Hashem, Kisnua Anoichi. And Chodesh Menachem Av, which is the Chodesh of Shimon, the fifth month corresponding to the fifth Shevet, Shimon is the fifth Shevet. The Avoda in this month, among many, is to totally humble ourselves to Hashem and become totally subservient to Him and listen to everything that He tells us. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, that there should be a tikkun, a rectification for Shimon. Tishmon stands for tikkun Shimon, rectification for Shimon. Shimon is the one from all the Shvatim who didn't receive a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu. But another very interesting phenomenon, Shimon never received a curse either. In Parshas Kisavo, it says there are the 11 Arurim, Yud Aleph Arurim, 11 curses that the Levium would face Har Evol, and they would say those curses, as mentioned in Parshas Kisavo. Rashi over there asks, this is Rashi, Pshuta Shel Mikra, why are there 11? There are 12 Shvatim, there should be 12. So he says, Shimon doesn't receive a curse. Because Shimon never got a bracha. So if Shimon never got a bracha, he doesn't get a klala either. That means Chodesh Menachem Av, the month that corresponds to Shimon, as difficult as this month is, the month was never cursed. Shimon was never cursed. Av, Svarim tell us that Av stands for Oror Baruch, because Av is half cursed, half blessed. Tul Chamisha Asub Av, it's Midas Hadim. From Chamisha Asa B'Av, it turns into Midas HaRachamim with the great Yom Tov of Chamisha Asa B'Av. So with Av, Oror Baruch, this week's parasha, we read Baruch Tehi Amikol HaAmim. The 100 brachas that Chazal tells us we're supposed to make every day, we learn that from the pasuk in this week's parasha. Birchas HaMazon is in this week's parasha. V'yachalta V'savata U'veirachta Es Hashem Alekecha. This is the parasha of bracha, that we are benched, Baruch Tehi Amikol HaAmim, and we're told to bench Hashem. Which benching Hashem is again submitting ourselves to Hashem, recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. We make brachas on everything, whether it's before we eat, whether it's after we eat, after the bathroom, everything we do there's a bracha for. And every day a person is supposed to make 100 brachas. V'ata Yisrael, interesting, the Gemara in Menachos learns it out from that very same pasuk, which talks to us about Yira Shemayim, Hakol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Me'Yira Shemayim. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha, Al Tikri Mo Elo Meya. The word Mo, if you put an aleph inside, becomes Meya. That Hashem asks of you every day to make 100 brachas. And those brachas lead us to Yira Shemayim. The word bracha comes from the word berach, which means to kneel. Berach is the knee. It's called the berach. Kilochot Tikra called berach. When one is subservient, he kneels. We kneel before Hashem. We bow before Hashem. We bend our knees, we prostrate on the floor, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, as a sign of total anava, total bittul, total submission to Hashem. We annul ourselves, but the idea of bittul hayesh, which is the concept of anava, which leads to Yiras Shamayim, that's Ekev. Ekev is the part of a body that has no feeling. It's the bottom. It's called in Ovis de Rabbi Nosson the Malach HaMovis of a person. It's dead. It's literally dead. You can walk on it. You don't bleed. Normally, the heel, the bottom of the foot has no nerves. The nerves are dead there. If you walk on your hands, you're going to scratch them. They're going to bleed. It's going to hurt. That's why we're not supposed to walk on our hands, except in the circus, whatever. But normally, we don't walk on our hands. We walk on our feet, and the bottom of the foot is literally dead. There's absolutely no feelings there at all. If you put a needle through it, I wouldn't say you should do it, but if you did, wouldn't feel anything. And the Svarim tell us that in the time of Ikfas the Mashiach, which is the time we're in now, it's the Ekev of time, there's no feeling. Because we don't have the feelings that they had in previous generations. We lack that closeness to Hashem, the feeling, the Kirvas Elokim, the correct Hargoshes that we're supposed to have when we do mitzvahs, when we daven, when we learn. We have to work on it very hard. In the previous generations, they were much closer. They were closer to Har Sinai, they were closer to Hashem, and they had tremendous joy in serving Hashem. And being that we don't have it, at least not like they had it, it's more difficult for us, therefore the schar is much greater. And our generation has the great task of ending Golus and entering into the Geula. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, the Svarim translate, V'hoya is a Lashon Simcha, ain't V'hoya a Lashon Simcha. That in the Ekev of time, Tishmon, you're going to adhere and keep to the mitzvahs of Hashem, that's the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha for Hashem is that even Jews in the time of Ekev, at the end of time where there's no feelings, and they can push themselves and do it anyway, mimavatal themselves to Hashem, that's the greatest simcha. There's a famous, from the Mittler Rebbe, that was the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, writes that what the Pasuk says, V'ho'ish Moshe Onov Ma'od Mikol Ha'odim Ashal Paneho Adama, the Rav once quoted it here. So he says an amazing thing. He says, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have been so humble? Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest individual. He was humble. Mikol Ha'odim Ashal Paneho Adama. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the generation of Ikfas of the Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu saw our generation. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there could be Jews, even in such a time, that still daven and learn and believe. Moshe Rabbeinu was humble from us. He humbled himself when he saw our generation, the generation of Ekev. Mikol Ha'odim Ashal Paneho Adama is Begamatria Ikfas of the Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu saw our time, the time of Ekev. Ekev stands for Kabbalas Oil. Doing Avodah, serving Hashem as soldiers, because Hashem said so, whether we understand it or not, whether we feel anything, we go to it anyway. And that's the concept of Anova, which leads to Yiras Hashem. Where we're supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we're standing before Hashem, listening to the Shofar, which the Shofar reminds us that Hashem is the Melech. On Rosh Hashanah, we crown Hashem as King. It's the coronation of Hashem as the King of the world, which Adam HaRishon did the day he was created, which was the first Rosh Hashanah of time, the first time there ever was a Rosh Hashanah. And every year, we do it, and the way they used to do it in the time of the kings, the monarchies, they used to blow trumpets, so we listen to the sound of the Shofar. The bracha is L'shmoya Kol Shofar. The mitzvah is listening to the Shofar, listening, submitting ourselves, being subservient to Hashem, being mevatel ourselves before Hashem. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah we learn about the Akedah, where it says by the Akedah, Ata yodati ki yirei Elohim ata. It's now been revealed you, Avram, are a God-fearing. Because Avram was one who loved Hashem. So his nesoyin was in the idea of yira, fearing Hashem. Ata yodati ki yirei Elohim ata. And we end off the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, Ekev asher shamata b'koili, with the word Ekev, shamata, that Avram Avinu did what he had to, even though it wasn't, as you would say, geshmak, it wasn't that enjoyable taking his real only son and bringing him to the Akedah, but he did it anyway. Ekev, even though it was Ekev, it wasn't something that made sense, it wasn't something that you could understand. Normally you would expect that the Torah would use a word when we were talking about learning or doing mitzvahs that have to do with understanding. Here the Torah uses the word Ekev. We serve Hashem with the Ekev. The Ekev doesn't have any feeling. The Ekev is not where the intelligence is. The intelligence is in the head, we hope. And why does the Torah use the word Ekev? We serve Hashem with the Ekev, and that was even without intelligence, even if we don't understand. As much as the heel understands, that's how much we understand. Meaning, whether we understand it or not, we do it because Hashem said so. Total bittul to Hashem. That's the way Avraham Avinu served Hashem. That's why he was able to go to the Akedah. And the other Torah uses that very same word, Ekev, which this is the week that we start preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the 45 days Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach begins now this week. Memhei. The Memhei, which Memhei stands for Ma. Ma means, what am I? V'nachnu Ma, what are we? That's the word the Torah uses for Bittul, for Anova. The Torah tells us that Moshe was the greatest Anov, even more than Avram, and more than David, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu Ma, what are we? Ma Ani. Memhei. During these next 45 days, or it started already yesterday, we work on this concept of Ma, of Bittul, so that we can come to Rosh Hashanah and hear the Shofar and totally submit ourselves to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Rosh Hashanah is Begamatria Beis HaMikdash. They're both equal to 861. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we bowed, on Rosh Hashanah we bowed. The only time that we ever bow on the floor is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time, and on that day, we reach the level that we reach when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Asaba'av, the blockades were removed, and we were able to begin journeying towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, as Tosfos says in Tainus. And in fact, it was by the Akedah that Avraham Avinu designated Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash as the future place to offer, to bring offerings to Hashem. Vayikra Avram Shem Hamakim Hu Hashem Yira Asheye Omer Hashem Hayoim Behar Hashem Yeroeh. And previously we read how Yerushalayim was called Sholem, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Sholem together with Yira is Yira Sholem. Shleim was Hayira. Yerushalayim is the place where one develops Yiras Shamayim. We bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says why? Leman Tilmad LeYira Es Hashem Alekecha. Yerushalayim is the place of Yira. Yira B'Shleimus. When we're lacking in Yira, that's why we're missing Yerushalayim. We don't have Yerushalayim the way it should be if we're lacking in the Shleimus Hayira. And Shleimus Hayira is only when there's Anova. Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. If there's no Anova, then there can't be Yira. That's what was missing with Yeravim Ben Nevat. Yeravim Ben Nevat lacked in Yira because he lacked in his bittul, in his anava, and which is why he prevents Klal Yisrael from going to the Makom HaMikdash, going to Yerushalayim, going to the base, going to Yerushalayim, because he himself doesn't belong in Yerushalayim, and that's why his capital was not Yerushalayim. The capital for the Malchei Yisrael was in Shomron; it was not in Yerushalayim. He can't go to Yerushalayim. He doesn't have that bittul. He can't see Rechavam sitting and him standing. That means he's not bittul. He lacks in his akev. He lacks in the anava. That is a prerequisite to Yiras Shamayim, and therefore he doesn't go to Yerushalayim. He doesn't want anyone else to go there either. He's the Chayte U'machti Yisarabim, which is why there's a Tisha B'Av. But on Chamisha Asabav, the blockades are removed. Hoshea ben Ela removes the Praedisiyos that Yerav ben Nevat set up, and that means that we're now ready again to go back to Yerushalayim. On Chamisha Asabav, we're ready for Rosh Hashanah. We're now preparing for Rosh Hashanah on Chamisha Asabav. And that's how it is in Makkaim, that Hoshea ben Ela removes the blockades of Yeravim ben Nevat, and now we can travel to Yerushalayim and to the Makom HaMikdash, which is the place of Hishtachavah, the place of Bittul. That's the Bereishis. Bereishis is Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis is the letters Aleph B'Tishrei, as the Baal HaTurim tells us. That's Rosh Hashanah, the Reishis of time. And Bereishis, as the Zohar says, is the letters Yorei Boishes. Yorei Boishes, the two requirements of a year. The year has to be a Yorei Shamayim, and he has to be a Boish Panim, a Boishes Panim. He has to be a shameful person, not an arrogant person. Boishes Panim Legan Eden, this week's Pirkei Avos. As Panim Legehenim. Boishes Panim is Legan Eden. But Busha is an offshoot of Yira. One who does not have Yira does not have Busha. One who does not have humility does not have Busha either. He can do whatever he wants. Why should I be ashamed? I have nothing to be ashamed of. Gaiva does not allow Busha. Gaiva does not allow true Yira. Yeravim ben Nevat lacked in Yira and Busha because of the Gaiva, because of the lack of Anova, the lack of Ekev. And therefore, Yeravim ben Nevat has a bitter end. He's a chayte amachti asarabim, of whom the Mishnah says, "Ein maspikin biyad leilasa is tshuva." Rosh Hashanah is the day that we do tshuva. This is the time, beginning Chamisha Asabav, leading into Chodesh Elul, the Chodesh of tshuva, ending on Yom Kippur, which Chamisha Asabav and Yom Kippur are equated. It starts Chamisha Asabav, it ends Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the chasana, as the pasuk says, "Se'enu re'ena benois tzion ba'melach shloimei bo'atara she'itur lo'imei b'yom chasunasai." That's how the Mishnah of Tainus ends. That Mishnah that talks about Chamisha Asabav. Hashem is crowned by Atara She'itra Loi Imai. On Tisha B'Av we read, Nafla Ateres Roshenu, the crown has fallen. The Malchus has crumbled. Malchus Beis David crumbled. And even the Malchus of Hashem Kaviyachal has fallen. We don't recognize that Hashem is the Melech. And that's why we lose the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makom where we recognize that Hashem is the Melech, where we're supposed to submit ourselves to Hashem. Chamisha Asa B'Av, however, the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Ba'atah Rasha Itter Eloi Imai. Rosh Hashanah itself is the day that we crown Hashem as King. It is the day that we put the Atar, we put the Keser back. Yom Kippur is called the Chasana. Yom Kippur is the day when we totally unite with Hashem. We do hopefully the tshuva that we're supposed to. And we are now Ish V'Isha once again. That was the day that we received the second Luchais, mentioned in this week's parasha, the second Luchais, which was like the second marriage document that reunites us with Hashem. So Yom Kippur is the Chasana. Chamisha Asar B'Av is the Vart. Chamisha Asar B'Av is the L'chaim. That's the day that we're wishing already each other. And that's why it's the day of Shidduchim, literally, as the Mishnah says. Shebohen benois Yerushalayim yoytzais v'choylois bakramim. And the girls say, Bochur sonai nechu rei. But what do they say? They say, Sheker hachen v'hevel ha'yoyfi. Isha yiras Hashem hi tizalo. This was certainly not a regular kind of social event that we're talking about. By social events, the girls are not screaming, Isha yiras Hashem hi tizalo. The Mishnah is taught, it's a metaphor of the relationship between us and Hashem. It has to come from us this time. Normally the woman has to stay indoors, called Kavut Vasmalach Panima. The boy takes the girl out on the date, not the other way around. And yet over here the Mishnah is telling us, the girls are going out. Sounds like the girls are going out to get the boys. What's going on here? How do we understand this? It started on Shavuos, it started before Shavuos when Hashem initiated the relationship. Hashem is the Ish Mulchama, and we are the Isha Yiras Hashem. So before Shavuos it was done the normal way, from the boy to the girl, from the Ish to the Isha. But after the Chet HaEgel, after the separation, or the divorce if you want to call it, and Hashem wants to take us back, this is the second time around, now it has to come from us. He wants us to initiate the relationship. Chamisha Asar B'Av, therefore, Benois Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, Benois Yerushalayim Yoytzais V'Choyles Bakramim. Yerushalayim is now visible. On Chamisha Asar B'Av, we're called Benois Yerushalayim. On Chamisha Asar B'Av, we're able to go to Yerushalayim. We're beginning the 45 days now of Ma, of Bittel, of Ekev, of Anova, which leads to Yiras Hashem, Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. So we can now get ready for the Bereshis. The Ekev leads us to Reshis. Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem, Reshis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Which Bereshis is Yorei Boishas, Aleph B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. This parsha is read within the 45 days of preparation, within the 7 weeks. As we mentioned last week, during these 7 weeks, we eradicate the seven Midos Rois that emanate from the seven Umos that I mentioned in last week's parasha, where the Pasuk says in one Pasuk, the only time ever in Chumash, all seven in one Pasuk, V'noshal Hashem Elokecha, Hachiti v'ha'emoyri ha'kanani, we have Valkyrie, he can tell it to us by heart, Hachiti v'ha'gergoshi v'ha'emoyri v'ha'kanani v'ha'prizi v'ha'chivi v'ha'yavusi, and the Pasuk says, Shiva Goyim. Anyone can count. There are seven. The Pasuk stresses Shiva Goyim, that we're now in the 7 weeks, just like there are the 7 weeks of Sfira, as we mentioned last week, there are these 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, especially starting Chamisha Asar B'Av, to work on the seven Midos Rois, which all of them are rooted in Gaiva and Yeshus. And by working on Bittel and Anova, we eradicate all the Midos Rois, which the root is the seven Umos. In our parasha, we have another manifestation of seven. And that is the seven minim. Eretz Yisrael is praised as a land of seven minim. Chita, Se'ira, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimain, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. This is this week's parasha. It's not enough just to eradicate the seven umais. It's not enough just to eradicate the seven midos rois. But what we have to also do is bring out the seven, the midos toivos. We have to reveal Eretz Yisrael that exists in each and every single one of us, the Yerushalayim that exists in each and every single one of us. The seven Midos Toivos. For every Midah Ra that we eradicate, we bring out another fruit. The first week, the Chita. The second week, the Sa'ira. Each one of these seven Minim correspond to the seven Midos, to the seven Sfiras. And we end with Devash, which Devash, that takes us into Rosh Hashanah, which is when we eat the Tapuach, the apple dipped in honey, the challah in the honey, wishing everyone a sweet year, Hashanah Tovah Umesukah. That's the last of the seven minim. After we learn about the Chita, the Sa'ir, we read about the Zeis Shemen Udavosh. So once again, in this parasha, we are learning about the number seven during these 7 weeks. And we notice that in this parasha, the Torah reiterates over and over again, not to forget Hashem. Zechor al tishkach, v'hoyim shechoyach tishkach es Hashem aloikecha, v'holachta acharei alim acherim, v'avad tom chas v'sholem, v'ishtach avis alohem. The idea is that we have to be an Eved Hashem. We have to be subservient to Hashem. As it says in this week's parasha, again, the concept of Shmia, listening, total subservience, total submission. Eved Hashem, like a slave to his master. There's nothing else. And not va'avadetem elohim acherim, because anything else is avodah zarah. Avodah zarah doesn't mean literally idol worship necessarily. Bowing down to a statue. If you're not serving Hashem, you're worshiping idols automatically. If you're not serving Hashem, it's avodah zarah, which means strange worship. If you're worshiping yourself, that's also avodah zarah. Worshiping yetzer hara is also avodah zarah. But what really causes a person to forget is the opposite of ekev, the opposite of anava, as the pasuk says right here. V'rom livavecha v'shachachta es Hashem alekecha. It's gaiva that leads to shikcha, and it's anava that leads to zechira. Zochar tisker es Hashem alekecha. Remember Hashem. The only way to we remember Hashem, Hashem remembers us. Tisha B'Av was the day that Hashem sort of forgot us, as we said last week, as the pasuk says in Eicha. Shikach Hashem moyed v'shabbos lo zochar hadoim raglov b'yoyim apoy lama lo netzach tishkachenu. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Hashem remembers us. The Torah therefore speaks to us now about enhancing our memory. Let's refresh our memory and not forget. Let's remember Hashem and not forget, because forgetting leads to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of Shikcha. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. And Rosh Hashanah, since it's the day that we are totally subservient to Hashem, hopefully, and that's the message of the Shofar, we're listening to the Shofar, which reminds us that Hashem is the Melech and there's nothing else. And we say the Tem Sukkim of Malchiyos and the Tem Sukkim of Zechroinos and the Tem Sukkim of Shofaros, then Hashem remembers us. So therefore, this parasha, which is the time that we are starting the 45 days leading into Rosh Hashanah, we learn so much about not to forget, but to constantly remember. A Jew has to remember Hashem always. That's why we have reminders. We have a mezuzah, you have tefillin, you have a yarmulke, you have constant tzitzis, reminders, because the truth is, the whole day the Yetzer Hara is trying to make us forget. That's his job. His job is to make us forget. Our job is to remember, not to forget. And that's the connection with the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha as well. The only way that we don't have to fear the Umay Ha'olam, which today, unfortunately, many at least, can't say everyone, but many do fear what's happening in the world, is to fear Hashem. Because if we fear Hashem, there's nothing to be afraid of. The pasuk says, Loi sira mehem zochar tizkor es Hashem alekecha. That's what it's dependent on. You know when you won't be afraid of them? If you remember Hashem. You don't remember Hashem, you're going to be afraid of them. And I guess a person could use that as a yardstick to know whether he really has Yirah Shamayim. If he's so afraid, if every time he opens the radio and he hears what's going on, he's scared and he's worried, that means obviously he's lacking in Yirah Shamayim. Because if we're really the way we're supposed to be, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, and we fear Hashem the way we're supposed to, so what are you afraid of? That's the last pasuk of the parasha. The last pasuk of the parasha is, Pachtechem u'mayrachem yitein Hashem alekechem al p'nei kol ha'aretz. Who cares what the Iranian president says? Who cares what the EU says, or what this nation says, or what that nation says? Why should it bother us? Why should we be afraid? We know that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, and we know that the Geula is coming, and we know that the world was created Bereishis b'shvil ha-Torah she-nikras Reishis b'shvil Yisrael she-nikru Reishis. So why should we even pay any attention to any of this? This is like, it's a bunch of baloney. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem yischak, Hashem laughs at all of this. Lama rakshu goyim ul'umim yegu rik. It's all nonsense. You see, it could be all the kings in the world, it could be the whole United Nations and everyone, whatever they're saying, but a Yid really should not be afraid at all. There's nothing to be afraid of. And if we don't feel that, and of course many times we don't, it's because we're lacking in the V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. If there's no V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, the Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem is not the way it should be. The more Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Ma'imach Ki'im Li Yiras Hashem Alekecha. Then naturally we're afraid. We're afraid of what we hear. We're afraid of what we see. Av, the month of Av is the month of Aryeh, Leo the Lion. Leo, this is the mazel of Aryeh, Leo. Every month has a mazel. Aryeh is the letters Yira, same letters as Yira. The pasuk says about the lion, Aryeh sho'ag mi lo yira. If a lion screams, a lion yells, aren't you afraid? The lion instills fear in a person. When you see a lion, you don't usually laugh. You know, you don't smile at it. Either you just freeze or you run. A lion definitely is not one of those creatures that a person likes, you know, just petting and enjoying. It's obviously, as we all know, a creature that instills fear in a person. And the fact that Av is the mazel Aryeh means that this is the month that we're supposed to work on Yira. We're supposed to work on Yira Shemayim and intensify our Avodas Hashem in that area, which is what, which the lack of it is what caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because lack of Yira is lack of Shmiya, which we know the month of Av is the month of Shmiya, as we said from the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Ois Tes B'Shmiya, the month of Shemayim, the combination of Hashem's name of this month is Haskes Ushema Yisrael Hayoim, also with the word Shema. Over and over again in this parasha, the word Shema is used. Besides at the beginning, Tishmon, Shema Yisrael Ata'ivah Hayom Sayardein, V'Hayom Shemaya Tishmu, over and over again, because that's what's required during this time, in this month of Av, the total subservience, the Shmiya, which comes after the Ekev Anov Yiras Hashem, leading us to the time in which we will have to be worried about anything that we hear or see, because we'll enter into a world of peace and tranquility. And v'yishbati chayorah min ha'oretz v'nasati sholem ba'oretz v'cherev lo'isave ba'artzachem. As we end off the parasha here, kasha diber lechem, like Hashem promised that that's the way it will be. Rashi quotes the pasuk, v'heichon diber, where did he say it? As a masi ashalach lefonecha, a pasuk in Mishpatim, where Hashem promises us that the way in the future it'll be that the fear will not be that we'll be afraid of them, but they'll be afraid of us. That's the way it's supposed to be. And Yetzer Hashem, we should see that with our eyes and feel it, and hopefully now also begin the preparation for Rosh Hashanah the proper way, so that we can be zeichah during these weeks to build Yerushalayim. Now we're building Yerushalayim. Before we were talking about the destruction, now we're getting ready to rebuild it. First to rebuild the Yerushalayim that's in each and every single one of us, the Yerushalayim, which will lead us to the ultimate Binyan Yerushalayim, and it be the Meher of Yomeinu, and even before Ma'ariv if possible.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.